We now have an explanation for that performance of the Home Run Derby before performance of the national anthem before the Derby, Dean.
Yeah, it seems to be an 80-proof answer that we have for the performance that went crazy. It went viral the other day when Ingrid Andress, a country singer, sang the national anthem, and you know, there's not too many versions that can make Roseanne Barr's version sound good, but yeah. I think hers did for the Home Run Derby. She simply wrote on social media yesterday that she was drunk. She said, "I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help that I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, to all the fans, and this country that I love so much for that rendition." Well, maybe not that rendition, but,
kidding.
The more traditional. She said, "I'll let you know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun."
You know what? That's weird. And also, what's strange is that these people are not unaccompanied. I mean, they have agents. They have folks who look after them. Why?
Publicity people, managers.
Why didn't someone
handlers.
Say, you know what? You can't. You can't let her go on. No,
she's not up for it. She can't do it. Or here's another idea: don't let her get drunk before she's supposed to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, start there
on a national. Broadcast. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are in question here. But if she's serious about rehab, I've never known anyone to go into rehab saying, "I hear it's super fun." That's kind of weird. But if she's serious about it, I hope she does get the help that she needs. I hope she begins to surround herself with the kind of people who should have been around her to protect her from something like that happening in the first place.
Absolutely. We have heard from Anthony Hopkins now and about the Donald Trump reference to Hannibal Lecter. What did he have to say?
Yeah, we're going to get into a season now where political candidates are using songs for which they do not have permission. That has already started. And several times during the campaign, former President Trump made reference to Anthony Hopkins' character, Hannibal Lecter, from the movie Silence of the Lambs. Now Anthony Hopkins is reacting to it. He's not all that crazy about it. He said that Lecter has come up a lot during this election campaign in America, and Donald Trump is speaking about him at rallies as if he is a real person. He goes, "Hannibal is such a long time ago. That was over 30 years ago. I'm shocked and appalled that the references are taking place." He goes, I think it's okay. But I can't elaborate on it. I've always kept things very simple later in my life. So he's interestingly, I mean, he said a lot there, but really didn't say very much. But what I did find interesting is that he said, since 2018, he hasn't voted. He goes, "I don't trust anyone, so I don't vote," which I'm not sure is the...
Does he live in the U.S.? I guess he does.
I guess he does. He's been here a pretty long time. I don't know if I don't know if he's a U.S. citizen or if he's referring to not voting in
the somewhere.
UK.
Yeah.
But you know, you young boys and girls out there, everyone must vote. Yeah. Everyone must vote. You can't just. You know, if you sit it out, you're going to let other people decide your fate.
My position on that has been, if you really have to be nudged into voting, should you be voting?
Maybe we don't want your opinion after all.
The Emmy nominations are coming out in a couple of hours, aren't they?
Yeah, they're finally doing it a little later in the morning because all of the celebrities complain about having to get up early when they do it based on East Coast time. So they're going to read the Emmy nominations at 10:30 Chicago time this morning. And they are expecting that Shogun is going to be the big winner. You know, you compile all of the so-called experts on these things, and they seem to feel like Shogun is going to wind up with the most nominations, in excess of like 25 nominations, which would be phenomenal if that does happen for the FX Hulu series. The Bear is certainly going to be a leading contender with nominations. They're saying Prime Video's Fallout, The Crown, and Baby Reindeer are all likely to be big contenders. Abbott Elementary, they're thinking, is going to be a huge contender this year. So we'll see when it's all announced at 10:30 this morning. We'll post all of the nominees and see if your favorites are among those. The actual Emmy Awards this year will be on September the 15th.
Talking Entertainment with Dean Richards. The Alec Baldwin trial is done, but the Rust Armorer, they're looking for a new trial now, right?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. The you know, Alec Baldwin's case was thrown out because of evidence that was held back. All of that happened after the armorer on the set, the person who is actually responsible for, you know, keeping all of the guns safe, making sure that nothing was in any of the guns that were not supposed to be there, although that's really what's at issue here. How did live bullets get into guns that were proclaimed to be safe and only have blanks in them? But anyway, the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez, yesterday night filed a motion with Santa Fe First Judicial District Court for a new trial based on all of the things that got Alec Baldwin off in his case, discovery violations by the state. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last March in the shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. So we'll see if they reopen that now and apply the same things that that got Alec Baldwin off, if there will be a reversal of her conviction.
Let's get to what's new on the stream this week.
Yeah, let's start off with a little Ralph Macchio action here. We all have loved him ever since the first Karate Kid movie came out in 1984, believe it or not. You want to make make yourself feel old a little bit. It just seems like yesterday that we were waxing on and waxing off with that movie. And then came Cobra Kai, which is now beginning its sixth and final season. And the first episodes of this swan song for this Netflix series will begin tomorrow. Ralph Macchio is back. Daniel and his frenemy Johnny Lawrence joined forces to train a new team for the World Karate Championship in it. Natalie Portman has a new series that's beginning on Apple TV Plus. She plays an investigative reporter in 1960s Baltimore who becomes obsessed with solving the mysteries of two separate murders. The series is called Lady in the Lake. As I say, it begins streaming Friday on Apple TV Plus. Kerry Washington has season two of her dramedy, which is called Unprisoned, that's beginning. She is an adult woman forced to reunite with her father after he is released from prison. Delroy Lindo, the legendary and great actor, co-starring. That one's on Hulu right now. If you're a DC comic fan, supervillain Kite Man is getting his own series that starts on Max tomorrow. We're talking about Anthony Hopkins a few minutes ago with Hannibal Lecter, but he is starring now in a new movie excuse me, that is kicking off on Peacock tomorrow, that's called Those About to Die. He plays a Roman emperor who fills up his Colosseum with blood sport in order to entertain the empire. On Apple TV Plus, a new series that's simply called Me, about a teenager who discovers the mysterious power to literally turn into other people. We've got a new movie this week from Harry Connick Jr. It's been a while since we've had anything from him. He plays a rock star in it who is trying to just kind of reset his life. He takes refuge on the island of Cyprus, and there he finds a long-lost love. The movie is called Find Me Falling, and that will begin streaming Friday on Netflix. Dave Bautista also has a new movie this week called My Spy, Eternal City, about an elite CIA agent who's forced back into the field to find a bomb which has been placed under the Vatican. That starts tomorrow on Amazon Prime. A couple of documentaries I wanted to tell you about. One is called Simone Biles Rising, that follows her preparation as she gets set for the Paris Olympic Games. That's on Netflix now if you're a fan. The producer of Law and Order, Dick Wolf, is telling real-life tales of Hollywood homicide detectives in the new series Homicide Los Angeles. That's streaming right now. And also on Paramount Plus, there's one that's called Mafia Spies that uncovers a secret American plot to use members of the Mafia to kill Fidel Castro in the early 1960s. That was much talked about and as part of the Who Killed JFK legacy, really. But it's put out in more documentary form now in this new series, Mafia Spies. That's on Paramount Plus right now.
And Wednesday on good old free WGN TV, Dean will be cooking in about an hour. What are you making?
Boy, I'm so glad that it's cooled off a little bit. It's a little more pleasant outside because I'm going to be out on the grill with I'm grilling fruit on to make a kind of a special salad. I've been looking for things which are cool and refreshing. Fruit by itself, of course, is fantastic, but there is nothing better than you take a nice peach, you cut it in half, you take the pit out, put it on the grill so it warms up a little bit. You can just even put a little dollop of vanilla ice cream in it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some peaches. I'm going to take some pineapple. I've got some mango. What else do I have? I've got all kinds of fruits. I'm going to put it on the grill, caramelize those sugars, and then mix it with a vanilla yogurt and mint for an unbelievable summer salad. Also, I'm going to be doing one of the most requested recipes that I have ever since we started this cooking segment. I did a super easy key lime pie recipe, which is so great for this time of year. It's like four ingredients. It's super easy. It's no bake, so you don't have to turn an oven on or do anything. Just mix the ingredients and let it chill. But I'll show you how to make this incredible key lime pie, all coming up at about 9:35 this morning.
My wife got some peaches from a farmer's market last weekend. Man, are they good. Oh, this is the season.
Fresh peaches right now. I mean, just to eat any of them raw, to bite into a peach is fantastic. But, you want to get ambitious and grill them up. The caramelization just goes nuts on the sugars of it all. Really delicious, or a nice peach cobbler, something like that.
Of course, I'm the only person who still likes the peach Melba dessert.
It's delicious.
It is.
It's not to love.
Well, it's very old school. Not hip.
Easy to chew, easy to digest. I understand.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.